Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now I'm recording. Okay. Now we can do this.
Might come in handy there. Welcome to Panel to Screen. I'm Bo.
And I'm Belle.
Belle, man, how you doing tonight?
I am doing fantastic.
Excellent.
Or you might say, ho, 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 ho.
Kangtastic? Oh, man. Fan-four-stick? Are you doing fan-four-stick, Belle?
I am fan-five-stick, actually.
Wow. There it is. Okay, man, we got a lot to talk about. Let's just get some stuff out the way. First of all, I'm Bo. He's Belle. This is the most unnecessary podcast on the internet. Is it? Is it though? Maybe. I don't know.
We're doing
a classic Panel to Screen because, man, oh man, have we got some great comic book news and perhaps some rumors to be talking about here after Hall H Comic Con. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right, guys, you're putting this out now. Y'all are just going to talk about Marvel. Well, first of all, yeah. Second of all. No, we got some DC stuff.
There's two DC things we can talk about.
Well, we can talk about a lot of DC things, but we're going to talk about two DC things. That's right. That's exactly right. Can I take a quick moment to do a little something? I need to kind of do something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. Belle, you know this. I've been working on a new project, an audio drama of all things.
You working on an audio drama?
I've never worked on one before. Hang on. This is surprising news. Yeah, man. I'm working on an audio drama and I'm really excited about it. We actually got the pilot script is so close to being done. You can taste it. In fact, I tasted it this morning and it tasted great. and it's coming. It's pretty close to being ready. And in fact, I'm doing kind of a what's a beta test when it's a story? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the right phraseology is here.
I think it's a spec script, right?
A spec script. Well, so what I'm going to do though is I'm going to produce the opening scene of this with some stand-in actors just to kind of, you know, see how it sounds and make sure that we're headed in the right direction.
Maybe like a screener, it's not a table read because you're recording it, producing it.
Right.
So I'd say a screener. Yeah, a screener would work.
Okay, like a little mini screener. That's a good. Yeah, that's what it is. And so I'm excited though. I'm very excited to get it. You know, kind of get this thing into motion. It is a pirate. audio adventure.
Now, this is where I should say, you making something pirate themed?
I know. All right. Fair enough. Yes. I do like the pirates. This is true. But man, I'm super excited for it. It's going to be a great story. It's kind of the Godfather with a little bit of Sound of Music mixed in, not a musical, but just kind of with the nun stuff. And everybody's pirates. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
The nun stuff. Yeah.
The main character. She's a nun, sort of, in their universe. It's a different religion. It's fine. It's going to be great. I don't know. I'm nervous to put it out there, but I just need to start talking about it more because sooner rather than later, we'll be doing a casting call for some voice talent. Belle, you do a Scottish accent, don't you?
I kind of like to do a Scottish accent. It's not very good, but...
Yeah, can you do a non-offensive Scottish accent? I'm sorry, I should have specified.
Well, I mean, they're all offensive.
Oh, wow. So
I kid. No, I do... Most of my voices are characterized, or caricatures, I guess you could say, of of the source material. I do a very good Stewie, though, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a Stewie-like character. But anyway, one way or the other, it's going to be fun.
Say.
Stay tuned for more information as we get closer to that, because I would love, for those of you that are interested, to be involved and support the project. So more information to come there. But, man, we're not here to talk about my stuff. We're here to talk about the Marvel stuff. We got, and as Bell pointed out, two DC things. We got some big news coming out of Comic-Con. Man, I think you and I, we were just talking before hitting the record button. Rather than a full comprehensive approach here, we're just going to talk about like the big hype items as they kind of come to mind. Should we knock out DC first?
Well, I think so. And there is a third thing we could talk about, which is kind of like,
just tell me it's not Ezra Miller.
Well, no, it's not Ezra Miller. No, it seems like I guess you would say like the writing on the wall for the Snyderverse stuff is they don't seem to be like they're going to move in that direction anymore. And then there's a bunch of controversy that came out about that, about how the whole the Snyder Cut stuff, there was like a lot of bot activity and whatnot to like drum up support for it. And so it might not have had the actual support that it seemed like it did online. I know Zack Snyder's a really good guy.
It was the Russians, Bell. The Russians.
they're trying to destroy the cultural grasp that the comic book media has on the world, and they're doing so with bots. Let's bring back Snyder Cut. We'll make much confusion and controversy and opposition. Disinformation, yes.
It's like, all right, my hackers, my Twitter bots, I'm so excited to have you here at Russian secret headquarters, Kremlin, whatnot. I have given you all the resources in the world. I want you to tear apart DC, okay? Go and do everything you have to tear apart DC. And then, like, a couple months later, why is Washington, D.C. not all up in arms yet? It's like, oh, that D.C. Oh, we did the Snyder Cut.
Yeah. You should have been more specific.
this is my bad. I see the problem. Let me kill you all, and then I'll get back on it. Yes. All right. Awkward transition.
So with that out of the way, let's talk about the real the real DC stuff that we're going to be seeing here in the soon.
Okay.
The soon.
Yeah.
Not the future, the soon.
So Shazam, you mentioned the fact that they're going to kind of start shying away from the Snyder Cut, or the Snyderverse. But at the same time, in the Shazam preview that we got some Snyderverse stuff. We got some Snyderverse actors, some Snyderverse clips. Like, you know, it's not perhaps as dead as a doornail.
Yeah, well, so that's what's kind of interesting about this whole thing is that like some of the things that were, you know, I was reading there saying, okay, well, you know, I'm assuming that they're going to be using like the same characters, maybe even the same actors, but it's not going to be like a grim, gritty, you know, Snyder-esque environment anymore, I think.
Yeah.
We saw Batfleck.
The tone is different. That's true.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The tone's going to be different. So I don't know. I don't know how you do like a non-grim, dark Batman.
Adam West? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to see Batman 66 in the DCE.
No. Although, what if that was the jumping off point? That should be the jumping off point for the new DC universe.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Like, why not?
Somebody
why
needs
not?
To re-edit that trailer and put Adam West Batman when he talks about Batman. just that one little clip, just replace that with Adam West carrying the bomb down the boardwalk.
That'd be fantastic, man. We did get this kind of deeper look into Shazam Fury of the Gods. It's looking solid, but you're right, it is very much continuing on the exact same tone from Shazam. I think the approach they took with that character to begin with was always the right approach. Yes, had this been our entry into the DC, you know, a DC universe, like a new DC universe, who knows, maybe we'd have a more successful universe as a whole. But for right now, we're just looking at a really solid movie. I'm thinking it's going to be good.
I think so too. It looks really fun. I really like Shazam. It's one of my favorite, I guess, of the DCEU films.
Yeah,
definitely one of my top faves on that. And so yeah, I mean, it looks fun. I'm super excited to kind of see the, you know, the Shazam family, or the Shazamly.
Shazamly, I like it.
The Shazamly. Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't get a tease of a Black Adam in Shazam.
Yeah, you know, I that's probably going to be a stinger, because I think that's where it's looking like it's going to go, maybe, because, you know, they're obviously very similar characters with similar power sets, but just different gods behind them. And so, I mean, you feel like they're going to have to clash at some point, right?
I think that's coming. I would be shocked if the second Shazam movie didn't end with some sort of setup for a crossover between the two. I think that's got to be. I mean, just that's where the safe money is. But all right, man. So you mentioned kind of the bot situation with DC as a whole. We got this new Shazam. The ensemble cast looks fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun. And I'm excited to see it. And then what's the other thing? What's the other DC thing?
There is Black Adam.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what, did we get anything new there?
We got a trailer. That was a brand new trailer, wasn't it?
Was that a brand new trailer?
I thought so.
Maybe it was. I feel like I've seen this one before, though. I don't know. I don't know that we got any new information from this one.
No, probably not new information, but I've been excited about that movie for a very long time, and it's been a very long time coming. And I'm super excited for, like, you know, the implications there with Shazam and Black Adam and all that kind of stuff. And so, I don't know if we got maybe we got that trailer at Fandom. I don't remember.
It seems similar to the one that we got at Fandom. But you're exactly right. And, you know, we've mentioned it before, but this choice to go with the Justice Society and kind of have these generational, you know, heroes as kind of an opposition to Black Adam, they're really kind of mining, I mean, not the depths, but kind of maybe more the edges, the fringes of the DC universe. And I think that's a smart move right now with everything that's been up in the air.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, you know, it's Dr. Fate. We kind of got a hint of him in the Constantine TV show. Mm-hmm. And Pierce Brosnan is Dr. Fate. That's going to be super cool, right?
It's a great casting, yes.
Absolutely. And Hawkman, like that's the one thing that I remember, because I know I had heard about Dr. Fate and I was pretty sure we'd seen some clips of something like that, but I don't remember seeing Hawkman. And then I saw him in this trailer, and I feel like that might be new, just maybe seeing him in action. I don't know, but it's super cool. They're, you know, diving deep into their pantheon of characters, and I think it's really neat to kind of see some lesser known. I mean, you know, if you watch the Arrowverse shows, you've seen Hawkman, especially Legends of Tomorrow. So
he was also on Smallville. They did a Hawkman on Smallville.
I'm sure it was wonderful.
It was fine.
But yeah, it's kind of cool, right? You know, so there are people who may not be familiar with him from the comics, but there's some shows now that they can kind of get into with him, which is pretty neat. And so, you know, DC, they have this huge, huge plethora of characters, and it's always Superman, Batman.
Yep.
And recently Wonder Woman. Like, so that's the Trinity,
and
right?
Quinn,
like,
also, yeah.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. And, you know, so that's like, The Trinity plus Harley Quinn, because I guess those are like their most popular stuff. But they have, you know, Marvel didn't start with their most popular characters. They didn't have the rights to them, so they couldn't. So they kind of had their hands tied behind their back.
Creativity, absolutely, yes,
it really does. And so, you know, I think that's going to be great for the Black Adam movie, is to kind of dive into these other characters to get people excited about other DC characters, right? And so, yeah, I've been looking forward to this movie for a while, and it just, you know, I get more and more excited about it when you know what, now that we're getting closer to an actual release date. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, there you go. There's the DC stuff. See, we love DC still, and everything's great, and we're excited for the Shazam. It's going to be fun. All right, let's talk about Marvel. Let's talk about Marvel. Okay, Bill.
calm yourself.
Dude, it's just like, we got the insane reveals. Okay, so first of all, we got, you know, the confirmation that I think is extremely necessary, that we are officially in the multiverse saga. I think one of the big criticisms that we probably have overall for, and when I say we, I don't necessarily mean me and Bell, but I think fans at large, is that phase four has been, you could argue, hit and miss. You could argue this, that, or the other, but I think the universal thing is it's a little unfocused. There seems to be at one time this big threat of a incursion that seems to be popping up here and there, but it doesn't really seem unified. It doesn't really feel connected in the same way that in previous Marvel phases, everything felt connected. And even the episodes, even the movies that didn't necessarily have like an Infinity Stone or Thanos or something of that nature, still felt relevant to the universe as a whole. And this hasn't quite felt like that. Like, for example, Phase 4, has it been about establishing the Young Avengers and introducing them? Has it been about establishing the Thunderbolts and kind of, this, you know, what's going on there? Or has it been about this incursion that seems to be, you know, rising up? Admittedly, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of planting seeds, and I think that's okay. You know, I'm a big fan of the fact that, yes, they're not trying to go too massive too quickly, and that means you need to have a little bit of an experimental phase. Do some things with these characters you've never done before. Try some things that you probably couldn't have tried in the first three seasons. You can basically do whatever you want right now. You know, you just had the freaking Endgame. So, I mean, like, the world is your oyster, and they have been having all kinds of fun finding different pearls and, yes, having a little rough here and there. So, all that to say, Phase 4 has been a mixed bag, but I think this confirmation that this saga, this larger, grander saga that we're in, is in fact the multiverse saga, helps to give a little bit more of a framework for everything going forward. That's my quick thoughts on the multiverse saga announcement. What are your thoughts on that one, Bell?
Yeah, because you know, the last, you know, four phases have been they all culminated with, like, with an Avengers
phases.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because, like, you know, we had the first Avengers and we had Age of Ultron, then we had the Infinity Saga, right? And so each set of movies tied it, you know, together with an Avengers film. We haven't had that for Phase 4. There's been a lot of buildup, a lot of introduction of characters in both, you know, movies and TV shows. And yeah, it almost feels like this was sort of like an experimental kind of phase where they're experimenting with the TV shows, they're experimenting with the with, you know, the movies and stuff like that to sort of seed ideas out and not necessarily like bring those ideas to a close, but like just have them out there in the universe, right, so that they can draw on them later, I guess, once they get that stuff established. But yeah, I was it was kind of, you know, interesting, like you thought there might be, and we have had focus on some of the newer Avengers, but there's not, like, they don't know each other exist right now, you know, and stuff like that. And so
they know that, like, the, you know, the Avengers exist, but even like all these new heroes are exactly that. They're not new Avengers, they're just new heroes.
Right. And so, you know, that's kind of the question. It's like, when is all this stuff, when are the team ups going to happen? When are we going to see this new Avengers team form and stuff like that? So, you know, that's what felt kind of lacking compared to some of the other phases that we've had. But, you know, all in all, yeah, you know, like you said, it was kind of hit and miss with a bunch of the stuff. And I would say overall it was good what we got. And yeah, so it's sort of interesting that we're not seeing any kind of, you know, Avengers-esque event to tie off this phase.
Yeah, my biggest overall, I think, criticism from Phase 4, and I do want to talk about the new stuff, but I think my overall biggest one is Eternals was just the biggest swing and a miss for me personally.
I enjoyed it, but I don't see, I think the reasons why I enjoyed it is because it felt kind of standalone, which is interesting in the, you know, ever connected universe of the MCU. And so it feels interesting I guess my question is, how are they going to, like, you know, tie it in and bring it in and make it make it feel.
Yeah, and not to rehash that. I don't mind that it felt standalone. I wouldn't have minded a Eternals that felt standalone-ish. The problem was it was playing with things that shouldn't feel standalone-ish. Like, you know, because we have had, you know, not the Eternals, but the
Celestials, yeah. And that's another thing interesting too. Is like there's no one's mentioned the giant, you know, marble Celestial sticking out of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, that's not a good sign, Bell. That's not a good, sign. Yeah. Not a good sign for the Eternals. But regardless, you know, we'll see where they end up falling. Anyway, Phase 4, it's going to end with Wakanda Forever. Let's talk about this trailer really quick. Incredibly powerful, very moving. The music was intense. Obviously, you know, the loss of Chadwick is at the forefront. It cannot not be, all things considered. But I loved even the path that the music and the trailer went from kind of remorse and lament to joyous kind of what's the word I'm looking for, like a battle cry almost. And I think that the music of the trailer spoke to where kind of the fan community was at large and kind of gave some hope here at the end, and the way that it kind of carried it through. That being said, I don't know that had the music necessarily connected too heavily to what was going on with the trailer itself. If you actually look at what's going on, we see the rise of Namor. We see kind of, I guess, the birth of Namor potentially in this trailer, as well as kind of this war between Wakanda and Atlantis. We don't really know what's going on, although there is mass speculation out there that someone is behind the scenes. And I guess if you don't want to be spoiled, I won't say who it is, but it's exciting if true.
like I saw the speculation on that, and I was like, "There's no." I watched the trailer like twice, and I'm looking for, you know, any kind of sign whatsoever, and there's nothing there. Like unless it's just like deep comic lore that, you know, people are trying to, like, you know, mine for hints as to, you know, what could be going on. But, you know, I do you think it's going to be a battle between the Atlanteans and Wakanda, or is this
is there going to
be like a third party?
I think the third party, and I think one definitely, there will definitely be a third party. We don't know who that third party is and or yet why they're involved. But I guarantee that that's exactly what's going to happen, is that this kind of war between Atlanta and...
Atlanta?
Atlanta? yes, Atlantis. The war between Atlantis and Wakanda is definitely going to be in kind of a, you know, Captain America Civil War kind of way. There's going to be somebody that's behind this confrontation, and I don't know, man. I really don't want to say it because I don't want to spoil it, but it's out there, and I like the theory a lot, and I hope it's true, because I think bringing in a third kind of country into this, especially as we get, you know, Wakanda really taking center stage as kind of a nation, I think there's vast potential there. The movie looks awesome. I'm pulling for it. It's just been, you know, we'll see what ends up happening. We did not get a reveal, by the way, in this trailer as to who the new Black Panther will be. The freeze frame does appear to have a very feminine form inside that suit, which makes sense given the cast overall. My money has always been on Shuri, but I know that there are a lot of different theories out there on who it could be.
Well, they're going to do an Ironheart series. And like, isn't that Shuri building her Ironheart suit?
No. So Shuri is not going to be Ironheart, though. She, like, if Shuri's suiting up, she will be the new Black Panther. Riri Williams is Ironheart. And she's actually in the trailer, too. Like, we see her and Shuri, you know, kind of meeting up in a lab. We don't know exactly what lab that might be. And we also see her, like, you know, pounding out the Ironheart. So my guess is we may ever actually see Riri, you know, suiting up in this movie. Very possible. But I don't think we're going to see her suiting up in the Black Panther costume. I think it's going to be Shuri. We'll see who it ends up being. Could be Angela Bassett. You don't know.
that would be awesome,
dude. That is the thing. Angela Bassett killed it. Like, I'm really, like, one of the things that I walked away from that trailer was, like, you know, we're all over here, we're speculating, like, who's gonna be the new ruler of Wakanda? Who's gonna be? And it's like, yo, Angela Bassett, like the Queen Mother's not dead. Ramonda's here. Like, they've got a leader. Like, you know what I mean? It is kind of interesting that we've just, like, completely overlooked that reality. And I felt like this trailer did a good job of setting that more accurately in the mindset of the fan, of like, hey, we got a queen. What are you talking about? And then on top of that, we got a revelation to some extent in her speech. She mentions that her entire family is gone, which is interesting because Shuri obviously is not. So my guess is that by the time that speech is made in the movie, something will have happened to Shuri. Maybe she's captured. Maybe she is, you know, hit with some sort of illness. We don't know what the situation is yet. But my guess is that something's going to happen to her. So I'm just saying, you don't know. That could be Angela Bassett. You have no idea. She in What If, all right, she was like fighting and she was awesome. Yeah. Cartoon Angela Bassett could handle it. I'm sure CGI Angela Bassett can handle it too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for sure.
She handled herself in The Flash. All right. let's see what else. That's going to close out phase 4, and then we move on to phase 5. Phase 5, I'm just going to run it off, man. Let's see. We got Quantumania, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. We got Secret Invasion, which is going to be Disney Plus. We got Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We've got Echo. We've got Loki season 2. We've got The Marvels, which apparently is going to be a musical, by the way. We've got Blade, which is confirmed, of course, to be a movie. We've got the Ironheart Disney Plus series. We have got Agatha, which is no longer House of Harkness. It is now called the Coven of Chaos, I believe. Okay. And then massive reveal, Daredevil Born Again, Disney Plus series, 18 episodes. We also got a shot of Daredevil briefly in the She-Hulk trailer, at the very end of the She-Hulk trailer. So that's exciting. We'll talk about that in a minute. We got Captain America, and the tagline is New World Order. Now, I want to start with Captain America real quick. So, of course, they have mentioned this is going to be Sam Wilson Captain America in this movie. The title is New World Order. Bell, do you remember, cast your mind back to when they announced Captain America 3. Feige came out, and he said that movie was called Serpent Society. You remember that?
I think so, yes.
And then he was like, you know what? I don't think that's the right name for it. And then he was just like, boom, and like turning water into wine. All of a sudden it became da-da-da, Civil War.
Yeah.
And it was like big. It was like a mic drop moment. Given where we're going with, I guess, you know, by the time this phase comes to a conclusion, I'm wondering if he's going to do that again at D23, because phase five is going to end and culminate, as he said, with the Thunderbolts. Now, the Thunderbolts was a team of supervillains, think Suicide Squad. It's kind of Marvel Suicide Squad, led by Thunderbolt Ross. You know, we've seen in phase four that Madame Hydra has been going around and collecting kind of gray superheroes as part of her team. And imagine, you know, we imagine this is probably going to end up being the Thunderbolts. I'm wondering, Bell, if Feige at D23 this year is going to go back and say, you know what, we rethought about it, and that Captain America has a new name, and it's going to be Captain America Dark Reign.
That would be interesting.
Because I got to imagine you got to have like a Dark Reign somewhere in here if you're building the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, but like, I mean, this is going to be like, this is going to be Sam Wilson's first Cap movie, and you're going to want to feature him. I feel like it would be hard.
Oh, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, it should be him. But all right, so this is my mindset has been like this whole new wave of superheroes after Endgame. Like, all of them are in this position where they are being forced. They shouldn't have to in many cases, but they're almost having to be forced to prove themselves, or at least they're like being like asked to prove themselves. And there's not a lot of like broad buy-in in the world for some of these newer heroes. And so if you have I'm guessing, I don't know if it's, you know, Thunderbolt Ross, I don't know if it's Norman Osborn, whoever they're going to have, you know, come in and offer up, you know, kind of the U.S. government's, you know, proposition of, no, here are your heroes. You know what I mean? Like, all, you know, all these guys, they're failing. So here's the Thunderbolts, and the Thunderbolts are going to be here as the new Avengers to replace the Avengers. And so to have Captain America as kind of the figurehead, like a new Captain America who's getting kind of like, you know, all these heroes are being rejected. Captain America is being rejected. And so the concept that he has to now like go and like fight the rise of the, you know, these Dark Avengers. I don't know. I think that could be cool.
Yeah, but like Dark Reign's whole thing was that these were posing as Avengers because right. The Avengers were gone.
Right. But I feel like Thunderbolts is basically going to be pulling a lot from Dark Avengers. I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
Because we have Secret Wars. I mean, and we'll talk about this in a minute. You know, that's going to be phase six closure, Secret Wars. And I feel like a Dark Reign would work better leading into a Secret Wars. Because, you know, the heroes are gone on the Secret Wars, you know, on Battle Planet or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the Thunderbolts, or rather the Thunderbolts as the Avengers are now out acting like Avengers.
But no, okay, I see that. But here's the thing. Like, Dark Reign and the Thunderbolts and Captain America are all highly political, like, titles. They deal very heavily with the politics of the DC or the Marvel cinema or the Marvel universe, of the 616 universe.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of, like, you know, the government stepping in and doing this, that, or the other, and then how the heroes kind of grind up against that and what that means and everything else. And so, I don't know, man. I have a feeling.
I mean, with Captain America Civil War, the Sokovia Accords, and then everything that happened after the Avengers, like, you know, you have your registration or whatever for superheroes. And so it would totally make sense for that to happen, for there to be like here's your official U.S. government team of superheroes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Cap was always against that, both Sam and Steve. And so, you know, it could be, you know, a means of him going up against them because of the shady stuff that they're doing, because they're not really working in the best interest of the people that they're trying to protect. Right. They're doing what the U.S. government wants them to do, which is not always good all the time.
Well, OK, so here's the other thing. New World Order. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that comic book has to do with like that's the Hail Hydra one, right? Like where you find out that like there's an evil Captain America who's working for Hydra.
I don't know.
I think that's right. And I don't think they're going to bring. I just don't. I feel like it would do like the character of Sam a disservice to bring back a Steve, even if he's fighting that Steve in his own movie. I think Sam needs to like kind of have his like his war, like his like rogues gallery, and kind of to, I think the Captain America, I don't know. I just think that name's going to change. This is just a theory. I could be wrong, but this is my current theory.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, it sounds like a good theory. They've been known to do that in the past. It's not a, it's not like it's out of the blue or anything. But yeah, I don't know. That could be cool.
All right. We'll see what ends up happening. It's all leading up to Thunderbolts, which should be exciting. But then, of course, we got our first look at Phase 6. Now, interestingly enough, in both Phase 4 and Phase 5, no Avengers movies at all. The closest thing that we have is a Thunderbolts in this. Phase 6, suddenly, now we're getting like all the Avengers movies. So we're getting Avengers, the Kang Dynasty, and Avengers Secret Wars. Now, seeing these back-to-back so close together has me thinking that we're looking at an Infinity War and Endgame scenario with these titles.
They're coming out in the same year.
Right. So there's a reason for that, right? Like, why would we have two Avengers back to back unless it wasn't a two-parter?
Yeah, no, I agree with that fully.
Well, all right. So I'm looking at the timeline here. Of course, Fantastic Four will be introduced at the beginning of the final phase, or rather, Phase 6 here, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other projects that are yet unnamed that will likely be announced at D23. That seems to be. I'm pretty sure that'll probably end up being the case. And then we have Avengers Kang Dynasty. Then we have two more titles, and then we'll have Avengers Secret Wars. So my assumption here is this, that, so if this is the multiverse saga, if this is all leading up to, some big confrontation with Kang, which based on the titles, I think is absolutely fair. My guess is in Kang Dynasty, we're going to see the incursion take place, and it's going to somehow end with all of these heroes from all of these different universes coming together for Secret Wars, which will kind of reboot the universe. I think Secret Wars is going to end with the end of the MCU.
Yeah. Okay. So Secret Wars originally was Battle World, right? Beyonder teleports people to Battle World. That's where we get the symbiote suit for Spider-Man.
Yeah. You're talking about the comics. Yes.
Yeah. In the comics. Yeah. Why? It wasn't Secret Wars 2. What was the one where the universe effectively ends and Dr. Doom puts it back together? He's basically like a god. He's using multiple man as like a battery to keep this universe together. He's got evil Reed Richards on his side. But like he's got a police, like his police officers are Thors.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's what they're going to do, right? Like the multiverse is going to start to collapse. They're going to have like an enemy pull it together, like Kang Dynasty. The results of that is the multiverse is going to collapse, right? And then someone's going to rebuild it, and it's going to be a bad guy, and they're going to rebuild it in a terrible way. And then you have like in that comic, you had like refugees from different universes who managed to like make their way to this new singular universe that Dr. Doom constructed. And they have to go in and eventually like they convince multiple man who's basically like the battery for this thing to undo it. And Reed Richards goes and then now is like this cosmic entity who's like spinning off universes. It's really cool because like T'Challa comes in with the Infinity Gauntlet, and so it's not like it's the Infinity Gauntlet from his universe, which makes him super powerful, even though he's not in.
This is wait. That's not gonna happen in this.
No, it's not. But I'm saying like that's kind of, I don't know. I feel like, you know, that story, the way they built that story and the way we're going down the multiverse stuff, there's going to be some sort of like multiversal collapse. They're going like a bad guy's going to rebuild it. And then the Avengers and Secret Wars are going to have to find a way to restore everything back.
Okay, I love this concept that you're playing around with. And I love the idea of it being Doom, too. What if by the time that we get Doom introduced into, like Dr. Doom introduced into this universe, what if he is secretly planning for Secret Wars? Like, what if he's the new, like, anti-Tony Stark to some extent? And just like Tony Stark, like, knew, he didn't know who Thanos was, but he knew that, like, something was coming. What if Doom maybe even knows who Kang is and know that an incursion is coming and is laying the groundwork, you know, doing all these evil machinations to, you know, quote unquote, save all reality? But in the end, when at the end of Kang Dynasty, Doom is successful, it ends up creating a new world where Doom is, you know, kind of like this godlike figure. And so then Avengers Secret Wars is about defeating Doom and freeing the multiverse up again, which again, I think this is my theory, is that there will be no Phase 7. Like Marvel, like Phase 6 will be the end of the MCU as we know it. And anything that comes after will be a completely fresh universe and a reboot.
I think, you know, following the storyline that I'm talking about would allow for that, because essentially, like, at the end of it,
great. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, like Reed Richards spins off different universes. And so with the help of like Franklin and his family, like, you know, they kind of like, you know, sacrifice themselves to do that. And so, yeah, you know, you could then have, you know, there's not a multiverse anymore. There's like a universe. And every time, you know, he creates a new one every now and again. And so, you know, you could just be like, okay, well, here's a new universe that he spun off, and we can go explore that universe and do some, you know, movies there or whatever. But I kind of feel like with the multiverse, with all the stuff that they're doing, like that's the direction they're going towards. They're going towards the destruction of the multiverse. And I think Doom rebuilding it. And then the Secret Wars, they have to defeat him and restore, you know, the universe back to some semblance of normalcy.
Well, relaunch the multiverse. Essentially, like, I mean, like, all right, so look what happened in Loki season one, right? Like, that was you had the TVA was maintaining this one reality. So we know it's possible. So it's very possible that, you know, that's what Doom establishes, like a one true reality, a one true timeline, whatever you want to call it. And they have to break it apart and pull a Loki season one. Loki was right. Hashtag Loki was right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what ends up happening. So no, exciting stuff, man. And when is D23? Because I'm eager to get some of these little, you know, things filled in here.
Let me see. D23, 2022.
Tickets are sold out, apparently.
September 9th and September 10th.
That's too long.
Yeah, well, it gives them plenty of time to, like, you know, gauge feedback on these names of the movies that they want to, like, you know, bombshell reveal.
I guarantee the Dark Reign is going to be. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a Dark Reign in here. Like, for one thing, do you think that we're only getting two Avengers films in this, or do you think we'll get a third Avengers film?
I'll bet they're going to announce another Avengers film in D23. I bet probably at the end of. Well, I don't know.
All right, here it is. I'm going to call it right now. That first one that's up there, that's going to be Dark Reign. It's going to be Avengers Dark Reign or Dark Avengers. But I think it's going to be Avengers Dark Reign. Then we're going to get Fantastic Four. Then we're going to get Young Avengers. We're just going to have like all Avengers titles for like Phase 6. So be like, oh yeah, y'all didn't get enough Avengers. You didn't get enough crossovers. Here, boom, here's this. And then we're going to get X-Men because of course we are. X-Men's going to be in Phase 6 somewhere in here. And maybe, you know, it's going to be Avengers versus X-Men. How about that? There you go.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, so that's what it is. All right, so here we go. This is my prediction. That's my D23 prediction. We're getting Avengers Dark Reign, then the Fantastic Four, then we're getting X-Men, then we're getting Young Avengers, Then we're getting Avengers versus X-Men. Then we're getting two other things, and then we're getting Kang Dynasty, and then we're getting two other things, and then we're getting Secret Wars, and then we're getting a whole new universe. That's my prediction.
So it was Secret Wars. It came out in 2015. They called it Secret Wars again. That's why I was confused. It's not the original Secret Wars.
They did the same thing with Civil War. They've been doing that whole like, yeah, this is a new Infinity Saga, new Civil War, new the old stuff was good, but
whatever. But I guarantee you the Secret Wars that they're mentioning there is the 2015 version of Secret Wars.
Well, it's the same basic concept. We're going to have basically hero like this. I mean, it's a fair guess to say we're going to have heroes from all across the multiverse. We're probably gonna have Hugh Jackman. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna have the Spider-Man show back up. We're gonna have all of these different heroes on this planet together to try to work to restore the multiverse. And they're gonna do crossovers. It's gonna be interesting to see what crossovers are still left for them to be able to pull out, because obviously they've done a lot here already.
I would love to see Avengers versus X-Men.
I mean, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So I think, we might, in the same way that we got, and maybe we'll have one character from the new universe. Maybe it'll be the first introduction to, a new Peter Parker or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. It'll be fun to see a new MCU kind of spawn out of all of this, with like being able to start with having all of their heavy hitters, sans Spider-Man, out the gate.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. Anyway, we'll see what ends up happening. Those are our theories. Any final thoughts on any of this, Bell?
There's just such a huge lineup. I'm really excited for all this stuff to come out. She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, that one's going to be fun. That's going to be like their first, I think, full-blown comic. Other quick note, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, that's the end of the Guardians. James Gunn's going to be done. That's going to complete their storyline. Secret Invasion, that's going to be a fun show. I Am Groot, I mean, yeah. You know,
but it'll just be pretty fun.
Yeah. X-Men 97. That's going to be super fun.
I keep forgetting about X-Men 97.
Like, that one's going to be awesome. I'm super looking forward to that.
I'm nervous about that one, man. That's messing with a classic right there, but we'll see.
That's the thing, is I got a lot of nostalgia for it, so we'll see, we'll see how they do it. And they got Marvel Zombies, all that stuff. So there's so much stuff coming down. It's a lot. It's going to be hard to keep up, but yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. As excited as I am to have Daredevil, in the MCU, kind of, canonized, so to speak, the season one and season two of the Netflix Daredevil was so good that I hate to say it, I don't know how I feel about a Disney Plus series for Daredevil.
I watched the first season. I think we're doing a rewatch. We have so many shows we're trying to watch, but we did watch the first season of Daredevil, and I'm glad we did, because we did that before we watched. Yeah. I already talked about that. But so
wait, you haven't seen the third season of Daredevil?
No, I have not.
Oh, Bell. Oh, it's so good. Like, it is so good.
I've heard very good things about it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, man, I kind of envy you. I wish I hadn't seen it yet so I could watch it again, Fred. So they actually used the Born Again storyline for season three of Daredevil, which has got some people kind of confused. Like, okay, well, okay. You know, I mean, like, part of it is it's Marvel being cheeky, right? Like, this is always what they do with, like, Spider-Man Homecoming. See, because he's coming home. Get it? He's got the homecoming dance, but is also coming home to Marvel. And then you also got, Daredevil born again. Huh? It's a Christian thing. See, because he's Catholic. this is Daredevil. So, I mean, I get it. They're being cheeky, but it's also, he's born again because he's a Marvel character now. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, we'll see. And, I don't know. And there's mutants now in the MCU. Kamala Khan's a mutant.
Yes. Man, we've got there's a lot that you've been like busy, man. You've been out here doing vacations and stuff and, taking care of your family and, being like a responsible human being.
being worked to death, you know, all that stuff.
We still haven't done Thor 4, so that needs to happen soon.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping that I was going to get a chance to watch it when we got back from vacation, but we just had so much stuff we had to get done. We had to use those extra days of vacation to like do stuff. So yeah. Didn't get a chance to watch it, but hopefully we're gonna try to do that this weekend, because I've been really wanting to see that. I hear it's good, and I want to talk about it with you.
Me too, because the internet has so many opinions, and I will just say I liked it. I thought it was enjoyable, and it was a lot of fun, and that's what I'll say about that.
I have avoided all of the opinions on it that I can. I'm pretty much a blank canvas right now.
Good.
So yeah.
Good. 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 We'll get some legit Bell feedback, untainted by Twitter. So that'll be fun to do. Yep. All right, well, that's what you got looking forward to from us. That's going to do it for us for this week. Be sure to follow Bell at Ring That Bell. You can find all our contact information and more at tvtalk.fm. That's going to do it for us. But for me, for Bell, for Bell's mom, we'll be
Hi,
back
mom.
In a flash. That doesn't make sense. Hang on. it's a panel to screen. We're going to do it. For me, for Bell, for Bell's mom.
Hi, mom.
Have a Hall H-in kind of day.
Hey-o. Yeah, if you guys didn't know this, Hall H is basically like that's where they show all the Funko Pops. This year they had a lot of Funko Pop stuff that was related to Marvel, which is where all this is baseless speculation is coming from. There were no official presentations or anything. Kevin Feige was not there showing anything off. They just dumped a bunch of Funko Pops on the stage, and the fans kind of went through them, and they like wrote their own, you know, collection, their ideas about what movies might be coming out. That's what all of this is based off of. It's just a collection of Funko Pops that was dropped on a stage in Hall H and Comic-Con.
Wait, that Funko Feige wasn't the actual Feige?
Maybe from another universe. I don't know. But as far as I can tell, no.
Wow. I tell you what, man, those Funkos are starting to look really good.
Anyway.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.